Mr. May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 10th of May, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. As background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19. A total of 10 active cases on the island, one person in Noble's ICU. Under 40s are going to get an alternative to the Oxford jab. Local election still not confirmed. Ramsey gets a big ship to repair and a midwife school for the Isle of Man. All on this flume-free Monday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai, no cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. The number of active cases stands at 11. It's the 8th consecutive day of no new cases. More than 60,000 first doses of COVID-19 vaccine have now been administered. The milestone was reached today. It means 80% of the adult population on the island has now received an injection. The Education Minister says the findings of a survey into additional education needs are not an easy read. A questionnaire asked parents, pupils and school staff to give their opinions on current support and suggested improvements. Further afield, the Prime Minister's confirmed people in England will be able to hug their loved ones from next week as lockdown restrictions are eased. From Monday, groups of up to 6 people or 2 households will be able to meet inside, whilst pubs and restaurants will be able to serve indoors. The UK's 4 chief medical officers have lowered the coronavirus alert level because of a sharp fall in cases and deaths. The latest daily figures show another 4 people died within 28 days of a positive test. And Portugal is now thought to be the most likely option for this month's Champions League final. The match between Manchester City and Chelsea was supposed to be in Istanbul, but talks are taking place to move it. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Tessa from the Ronald's Way Met Office in the North Irish Sea. There's a strong wind warning and then gales later on tonight. On the Isle of Man, cloudy with showers on that strong to gale force wind coming in from the south. Then cloudy and dry overnight, low temperature 8 Celsius. For Tuesday, Jemert, sunny intervals, scattered showers, daytime maximum 15 degrees, down to 8 through the night. Into Wednesday, Jacrane, sunshine, isolated showers, moderate southerly wind, top temperature 12 Celsius. Low water, just over half an hour's time at 6:06, sunset 6:09 tonight. High water overnight, 7:07, around which time there is a yellow weather warning for the Isle of Man for coastal overtopping on Castletown Promenade, Shore Road in Rushen, the northern end of Douglas Promenade, and also to a lesser extent, Laxey and Ramsey Promenades from 10 tonight till 2 overnight. High water, 7:07. Sunrise, 5:22. Low water tomorrow morning, 6:19.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate or call 674-573.
6:26 now before 6. No cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. The number of active cases is 11, and it's the 8th consecutive day of no new cases. One person who has the virus is in intensive care at Noble's Hospital. More than 76,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been delivered to Manx residents, maybe you today. 60,459 of those are first doses. The 60,000 barrier was broken earlier today. And the Health Minister, David Ashford, says the Isle of Man is mirroring the situation across and will be offering the under 40s an alternative to the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine if they're available. Many have already received their first dose. Mr. Ashford says mixing vaccines is not an option.
Must have the same vaccine as you had for your first. But just to stress again, the JCVI advice that they've extended now to those over 30 to 40 age group is, again, exactly what they've said, is an abundance of caution. It's not them saying that they actually believe there's an issue as such. It's just they're doing so out of an abundance of caution, and that anyone that has had their first jab of AstraZeneca should continue to have their second.
What are those that haven't had their jab already? Are they now going to be listed as Pfizer?
Where we can, they will be listed as Pfizer. So again, following the JCVI advice, the JCVI advice is that where an alternative is available, then it should be offered. Where an alternative isn't available, be it through supply or other reasons, then someone should be continued to be offered and should accept an AstraZeneca vaccine. We will, wherever possible, try to offer Pfizer. So there may be occasions due to supply we can't do that, and the person would then have a choice as to whether to accept AstraZeneca or potentially wait for Pfizer to become available, which could, depending upon delivery schedules, be a substantial amount of time.
How are those delivery schedules looking? Is there a possibility of less Pfizer coming to the island?
Well, there is not less Pfizer as such. The bulk of the stock was always AstraZeneca. We are receiving Pfizer in line with our delivery schedules, but of course we're now moving into the second dose phase for those who've already received their first dose of Pfizer. So those supplies coming in must be prioritised to deliver the second dose, because as you rightly say, we can't mix and match.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Well, they've been delayed already, and a date for Manx local authority elections is still to be confirmed after the ballot was delayed. Tynwald unanimously backed postponing the vote after a rise in COVID-19 cases in March of this year, and it's now expected to take place in July, and still no date has been ratified. Here's our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
Although it's been widely speculated that voters are now set to head to the polls on Thursday the 22nd of July, no official announcement has been made. Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker, whose department is responsible for local authorities, has told me that date is a working assumption and he hopes to be able to confirm the date soon. Many commissioners and councillors have already served more than 12 months longer than they initially thought their terms would last after the election was intended to take place in April last year. With tough coronavirus restrictions in place, the decision was taken to push the vote back by a year. That action of postponing the ballot was repeated again earlier this year as the island entered a third lockdown. And despite a number of suggestions being put forward, such as holding the vote on the same day as the House of Keys election in September, members agreed to push it back by 3 months until July. Mr. Baker is expected to confirm the date early next month, giving candidates standing just over a month to get out canvassing on the campaign trail. For details on how to stand, contact your local authority directly or head to the Isle of Man government website gov.im.
It's 22 minutes now before 6. Ramsey Shipyard secured an important contract to carry out survey work and repairs on the Mazarin freight vessel Silver River. The ship's going to be on the slipway for about 3 weeks while the work's carried out. The deal with Mazarin represents a significant development for the shipyard after a difficult year. Silver River's one of the largest vessels the yard can accommodate. Here's Steve George of the marine resourcing consultancy EMCS.
First of all, you need the correct tides, and then you needed the correct carriages to bring it up the slipways. And we had to manufacture carriages, which was another big job for the men down in the shipyard. And then we have to have the right tides and the right weather.
So it's quite a tricky task all round, really.
Yes, but actually when she came up, it was a lovely day, and the skill of the master, the captain of the vessel, was fabulous. And he drove it straight on the slipway, and then we pulled it up without problem.
And what will the contract actually involve?
We're going to put it through what they call its special survey, which is a 5-year classification survey. And to do that, we need to completely rebuild the main engine, put some steel into the ship, have a look at the propeller and the clearances, the propeller shaft, and just general other repairs.
Now, Silver Lady is quite an elderly lady, in fact. What sort of problems will you look out for in a vessel that's been built in 1968?
Well, in actual fact, what happens is the classification surveyor has a look first, and then we arranged a gauging survey of the thickness of the steel in advance, and then when we got any thinner parts, then we will replace those parts, those pieces of steel.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 now. Manannan left Heysham at 2:04. She arrived in Douglas around 4:15 this afternoon, in harbour at the moment, departing tomorrow morning at 8:45, heading for Heysham, getting there at about 11 and returning at 2:15 back on the Isle of Man at about 4:30. Of course, Manannan is currently covering the Ben McCree's extended period of overhaul. The Ben should be back on Thursday. And in the meantime, the Arrow, the motorship Arrow, is providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Work to regulate Manx gas has dominated the agenda, and other areas of policy have been neglected because of it, says Ray Harmer, the Policy and Reform Minister. Timbal was going to be asked to approve a temporary price freeze later this month, while CURA, the Communications and Utilities Regulatory Authority, investigates gas pricing. Here is Mr. Harmer.
We've had to move really, really quickly. We couldn't keep allowing, if you like, customers to be strung along by promises that were never being fulfilled. Even Manx Gas would agree that the return that they've been able to achieve at 9.99% is way over what is fair and right. And we've been talking, you know, there's been talk of much lower figures, as low as a sort of 6%, but that's going to be for the Communications Commission and Utility Authority to decide. And the point is that that would make significant difference to Manx Gas customers going forward, and see prices being fair for everyone.
In February, Manx Gas told us that they'd tried to engage 29 times since November with the Cabinet Office. They said that they didn't recognise the facts that were being presented by the government. Is this a case of sour grapes? Has enough communication been done between the two parties to get to the position that we're at now? Or is this a case of government doing something to Manx Gas without any communication from the other side?
I don't think there's been any organisation that's had as much communication as Manx Gas, or people have worked so hard, and the number of officers that worked so hard on one single subject. It has dominated everything. In fact, other policy areas haven't had the time that this has had, and it's taken years and years. And quite frankly, what it was getting to is renegotiating everything again. So you feel like you were on firm ground, and Manx Gas would go all the way back and start it all over again and try and backtrack and try and renegotiate. That in the end was completely unacceptable. I don't think the message was got by them that we were going to do one or two things. Either, if you're serious about a voluntary agreement, it's possible, but actually we're very serious about statutory regulations, so that's exactly what we've done.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6, thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. The supply of semiconductors seems to be getting worse rather than better. There's a shortage of chips, causing a shortage that's jeopardising everything from vehicle construction to cash registers and kitchen appliances. Despite efforts to alleviate the crisis, semiconductors can take now more than 3 months to make, meaning the supply can't keep up with recent demand. The shortage, which began due to supply chain disruptions, will affect millions of people. And holidays are set to get more expensive when international travel resumes. Booking.com's chief exec Glenn Fogel warns prices will rise over the summer due to demand for holidays to quarantine-free destinations and reduced services from many airlines. While many countries intend to launch a COVID-19 travel pass, like the EU's digital green certificate, in order to kickstart tourism, uncertainty about how and when these documents will be implemented has made some airlines hesitant to increase the number of flights.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks mixed as investors weighed the prospect of lower interest rates. The dollar held as a weak US employment report spurred investors to unwind. Oil rose, gold rose too, and in corporate news, Glencore, Antofagasta and Rio Tinto rallied as metal prices advanced, with iron ore and copper hitting fresh record highs. Lloyds was in the black following a weekend report that it's in advanced talks to buy Embark Group.
And the numbers now at the close in London, Ramsey Crookall report. The FTSE 100 down 0.8%, 7,123. The DAX in Frankfurt closed flat at 15,400. Currently, in the trading day in New York City, Ramsey Crookall report, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 0.75%, 35,047. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 1.5%, sorry, down 1.5%, I beg your pardon, at 13,541. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down very slightly, 0.05%, at 4,230. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 41.4 cents and €1 16.2 cents. Finally, 19 South African rand 80.3 cents. And in commodities, gold is up 0.5% at $1,840 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil again up almost 0.1% at $68.14.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And if you're currently listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, then welcome. The findings of a survey into the Isle of Man's additional educational needs have given the Education Department plenty to improve on. 60% of the 500 respondents said the existing support didn't meet the learning and development needs of children. Alex Watton spoke to the Education, Sport and Culture Minister, Dr. Alex Allinson, and he says the department will do better.
The most damning figure on this consultation was when we asked how easy is it to understand the current process and procedures for special educational needs in schools. Only 1% said it was very easy. So there's obvious improvements we need to make in terms of the process, in terms of telling pupils and the parents and carers what to expect, what extra help they can get. But also some of the common themes that came out of this were better procedures, more staff, better funding, multi-agency work, and also prompt early assessment. We need to make sure that we can understand any additional needs people have when they're going into school, and actually address those and make sure that those pupils and their parents understand how those needs are going to be met.
With an island where we regard ourselves as having a strong, you know, first world education system, how can that be happening?
Well, I think it's a very honest response from people, and I think it will resonate with a lot of parents. It certainly resonates for me as a constituency MHK, in terms of the feedback I've had from parents sometimes who feel a bit lost in a system, who feel that perhaps the assessments aren't taking place quick enough, that they're not followed up quick enough. And that's why we need to take this on board. And I'd just like to thank all those people who took part in this consultation, because this will now determine how we move forward in terms of extra resources, extra training and extra support for those teachers who are going to actually on the ground be supporting pupils in our schools.
The survey was completed. It did come to an end in December. We're now in the middle of May. Why did it take this long to get the results published?
And I apologise for that. We've been going through the results, analysing those, looking at all the quotes from individual people, because some people put an awful lot of comment in, and trying to summarise all those in the response that we've now published. What we're going to be doing from now is, as a department, is taking this on board, accepting this consultation as a very valid and honest appraisal of the service we currently provide, and improve that for everyone.
Manx Radio.
Sport.
Master Mai, Tim Glover.
The men golfer Tom Gandy will play in this week's British Masters tournament at the Belfry. It's after the Rowney player finished tied 27th at the Canary Islands Championship in Tenerife after four rounds played under par. Gandy returned scores of 70, 63, 70 and 67 to finish on 14 under par. That's 63 in the second round, his best as a professional. He pocketed over €13,000 in prize money. The British Masters is being hosted by Danny Willett. The pandemic has foiled the national men's cricket team's plans to represent the island in a set of World Cup qualifiers. The Isle of Man side was due to compete in the sub-regional qualifiers for the men's ICC T20 World Cup 2022 next month. Unfortunately, the event has been cancelled due to the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, and the Manx squad will instead turn their attention to T20 internationals planned for later on in the summer. The Italian Football Federation says Juventus will be kicked out of Serie A if the club does not formally withdraw from the European Super League by next season. Juve, Barcelona and Real Madrid haven't let go of the failed project yet. And defeat against Burnley tonight will see Fulham relegated to the Championship after just one season in the Premier League. The London club are 9 points from safety with four games to go. Burnley are the team sitting just above the drop zone. Fulham manager Scott Parker isn't accepting relegation yet.
My belief is not waning at this present moment in time. No, definitely not. Because at this moment, there's four games left. And of course, I'm not mad. I'm not deluded in any way. I understand the predicament we're in. And I understand how difficult that challenge is. But at this moment, it's still there.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes to six, one departure, one arrival at Ronald's Way. The 10 to 5 patient transfer plane, Loganair to Liverpool, left 6 minutes late. Back this evening at 20 to 7 on the roads. Richmond Hill's got the temporary light till tomorrow evening. The preparation work for improvements to the surface water drainage. The main work gets underway a week on Thursday. North of Ballasalla, the Orisdale Road's closed. In readiness, they're resurfacing it for the Southern Show in July. In Douglas, top end of the promenade by the MER tram shed, some temporary lights there for 4 weeks, repairing the sea wall. A section of Parliament Street in Ramsey's closed to make a building safe. Alden House, the problems last week, diversions for traffic via Tower Street and Water Street. And on the Peel to Kirkmichael Coast Road, temporary lights for resurfacing between Devil's Elbow and Glen Willen till the end of the month. And Paul Rose Bridge is closed with assorted mayhem until next February for replacement work.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
Plans to introduce on-island training opportunities for local midwives are being considered, according to the Isle of Man's head of midwifery, who says it's important to try and future-proof the workforce. Last week, Manx Care marked the International Day of the Midwife, celebrating those who bring new life into the world. Here's the head of midwifery, Barbara Roberts.
Being a midwife is more than just providing clinical care or examinations. It's about being an advocate for women and their families. It's about providing health and parent education. It's about helping families be born, not just babies be born.
Obviously, over the last year and a half, things have been very different and at times difficult for a lot of people. In terms of the midwifery team on the Isle of Man, how much of a challenge has it been trying to work within all of the COVID regulations and rules?
It's been quite challenging at times because we've had to make decisions that have had a huge impact on the way services are delivered. So, for example, the biggest impact was the reduction in visitors, and certainly during the first wave of COVID when we were restricting partners' access to the maternity unit, and that was particularly difficult for the women and their partners, but also for the midwives.
For anyone interested in a career in midwifery, what's the process here? I mean, are there training opportunities on the Isle of Man, or do people have to go away and study and then return to the island?
So currently the options for midwifery education are in the UK. It is a university education. We recognise that we need to start looking at investing in the future and maybe growing our own midwives. So we are currently looking at the possibility of working with a couple of the universities in the Northwest, and the students having their education part of the programme at the university, but their practical learning placements here on island. So we're hoping that's something we can develop over the next couple of years, definitely.
GPs on the Isle of Man are left frustrated by the lack of time they have to tackle complex issues. Last year, referrals to the mental health crisis team increased by more than 50%. More than 1,700 people contacted the service. Today marks the first day of Mental Health Awareness Week, and Director of Primary Care is Dr. John Snelling.
Describing and then discussing the potential for treatment of mental health conditions is never something you can do in 5 minutes. And the problem, of course, in GP surgeries, as everybody knows, is that we are time limited. So that's not great for us as GPs. It frustrates us. It's even less good for patients who need that time and that attention given to them. So the other options that we have currently are that GPs will refer into the community mental health service for slightly more complex or serious mental health issues, or patients can refer to a self-referral counselling and mental wellbeing service. Both of those have significant waiting lists as well, and it can take a little while for a patient to be assessed, first of all, and then, of course, another wait after they have been assessed to be pointed in the right direction. So the service does work well, and you will hear good news stories of patients who find that service beneficial at the moment, but there are also a large swathe of patients who don't get the treatment either in the time that they need or with the right amount of care and time that they need to actually help them out.
Are people more comfortable coming forward and talking about mental health now, or is there still a stigma attached to it?
There is often a sense of embarrassment or a sense of inadequacy in patients coming forward to complain about their mental well-being. That's natural, particularly when you're feeling low or you're feeling anxious. One of the things you don't really want to be doing is to be talking about that to somebody else. So in that sense, there will always be a degree of anxiety and a degree of a sense of guilt or a sense of shame or whatever that patients have. We've been trying for many years to dispel that and to reassure patients that that's exactly what we're there for as GPs.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Tim Glover. And remember to check out all the stories at manxradio.com and many, many more via the Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Stick around. The news at 6 next, then Agenda. I'm Andy Wint. Back 5:30 tomorrow.
WINT.